Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take.
It's a Tuesday edition of the Rick Unger Show. We got lots to talk about today, and we're going to start it off with, well, I'm never shy about this. You know he's my favorite guest. He is my brother from another mother. He can only be the one and only Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC, Maryland Lieutenant Governor, MSNBC analyst, host of the Michael Steele Podcast, and of course, the famous DJ known as Steel on Wheels. Brother Steel, good to have you back.
This buildup is getting, it's crazy.
You know, I practice it before I go to bed at night.
I know. You remind me of that scene in the movie where the medieval movie where they have the guy who's like the caller. He goes out before the knights battle and he starts blowing up who they are and everything.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know, neither do I.
You usually don't. That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
So, okay.
That's the point.
All right. So let's get to serious news. And, you know, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, because you and I both know where it ends up, but I guess I have to. I've got to talk about 10 more people shot and killed yesterday in a Boulder, Colorado supermarket. Is there any benefit to even talking about this? Because we know it's going to end up with nothing any different.
Yeah, I mean, even though it is the worst Groundhog's Day imaginable. I think you still need to talk about it. We can't allow ourselves to grow hardened to it because you have a group of citizens who are obstinate and fearful, and elected officials who are worse than obstinate and fearful. The rest of us have to talk about it. You know, I'm a strong supporter of, you know, the Second Amendment and all of that. And, you know, don't want anybody to have their guns taken from them, but my heavens, we've got to be able to regulate this process in a way that minimizes the impact, you know, on communities and the loss of life in those communities. And, you know, this is, Rick, a 90% issue. It has been since Columbine. I mean, people have moved more and more towards a deeper dive in how we address this, gun violence in this country. And whether it's in Boulder or Atlanta, the result is the same. And we can't stay on that track where we just don't want to talk about because you got a couple of folks screaming in the corner about taking their guns away from them.
You know, it's amazing to me. The first time I was given an opportunity to host a radio show, I was a fill-in for Pete Dominic over on Sirius XM. This was a day that unfortunately looms tragically in your own history because it led to our coming together. We all know you would have been so much better off if that hadn't happened. So, but that that was that very first time was the day of the Newtown shootings. And I remember thinking as I was doing this, it was a very odd day to do your first full-time radio show.
Right.
That, well, now, I mean, these poor little children, I mean, obviously this is going to be the beginning of a change in how things work here. Here we are all these years later. Nothing has changed. Nothing. And it's not going to, in my view. It's just
well,
not.
I think it's harder and harder to do that. Look, the problem we have is manifold on so many levels. But one of the more significant challenges in this debate is not even so much the hurdle of the constitutional impact. I mean, if I could go back to the founding fathers, I'd like to sit down with them and say, dude.
Yeah, what'd you have in mind?
There are a couple of things I just want to share with you before you finish that sentence, okay? And I think it's important for you to know how this is going to play out in 244 mm-hmm. years. But the reality of it is we can't do that. So we have to figure out what to do. And a lot of that is made complicated and tragic and difficult when you consider, Rick, that we have, what, 330 some million people in this country? But there are 400 million guns.
Yes, that's absolutely right. There are more guns
in the hands. There are more guns than there are people. And the gun manufacturers and the bullet manufacturers and all these folks are just mass producing this stuff and pushing it out on the public. And you've got you know these right wing crazies and the Republican Party, which today aren't that dissimilar, and others out there, you know, screaming they're coming for your guns. And so I got to go buy another 100 rounds of something or buy another 100 weapons. It's this self-defeating proposition. So as a country, how do you deal with that? You know, let's just put on the table, the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens.
They are
responsible people, responsible gun owners who themselves do not like this carnage that they see occurring in their neighborhoods and around the country.
Well, as you know, because we've had this discussion probably many times before, I put some of the blame on my side of the political aisle. There are too many progressives who fail to understand that to many Americans, it's a cultural item. They got their gun from their grandfather, who's now gone. And it's not about the opportunity to shoot or hurt people. It's not even necessarily about the opportunity to shoot and kill animals. It is a matter of the way that they grew up. And if my side would show a little more respect for that and not presume that just because somebody has a gun that somehow makes them a bad person, that we would be in a much better position to have more open conversations about this.
I agree with that. And you know, and I think the political demagoguery around this issue is itself one of the leading driving factors for the inability to get legislation done. But there are always those moments where you see the challenge met. And I look at the Parkland students who, after the shooting at their high school, found a way to make some changes in the Florida gun laws. Was not the be all and the end all, but it was a step in the direction
move,
of
yes.
addressing the problem.
All right. So in the short time we have left in this segment, as long as we are on this topic, I do have a question. I'm curious as to what you'll have to say. The shootings in Atlanta. Something is troubling me. I have to say, I am very pleased that the Chinese American or Asian American community has had the opportunity as a result of that tragedy. They've had the opportunity to put their issues and their problems and the prejudice that they've experienced. They've been able to put that front and center this past week, and I think it certainly deserves to be front and center. And yet we still don't really know what that shooter's motivations were.
No, we don't. And I think that there have been a lot of, a lot of jumping to conclusions about calling this a hate crime versus, a guy who has a sexual addiction problem. And I think I've always said, and I still maintain, that when these matters happen, it is best to wait till the authorities have been able to get the most amount of information gathered and assessed before people start jumping to conclusions. Now, that is not to take away from the fact that the Asian community has been under assault since the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis in this country. They have been scapegoated and used as pawns by the likes of Trump and others in how they've talked about the virus, and they've talked about its origins and the people that are of Asian descent. But I don't want to see, that conflated into a hate crime where there is no hate crime. That is not
until
been
we
shown
know
or proven at this point.
I feel the same way. I have to say, look, I mean, the idea that people had to die, eight people had to die to open up the door for this conversation is absolutely ghastly. This conversation should have been going on long before that took place.
Right.
But I think it's important that we actually know all the facts.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele podcast quick take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.